This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When 32-year-old Nikul Batra graduated from the University of North Carolina, he took his degree in finance and economics and first went to work in investment banking at Wells Fargo Securities before joining a private equity firm in Tampa, Ballast Point Ventures. But all the while, he felt the pull to do something else with his life.
What I was looking for was something with a lot more personal interaction. I was in an environment that was very intellectual, very stimulating, really exciting. But what I found that I lacked and what I wanted out of my career was a very direct personal impact on people's lives.
So Batra shared his thoughts with his father, a psychiatrist.
The more and more that we talked, the more I realized that I could intellectualize the impact that I was having on people. I mean, the work I was doing was very tangible, it was real, but I was so far removed from those people's lives, and my dad was so involved in their lives and making their lives better. And that's what I wanted out of my career and why I decided to make a change.
After what he calls an existential crisis, figuring out what to do, Batra ended up coming to the University of South Florida. Now he's in his fourth year at the Morsani College of Medicine, studying psychiatry and serving as the college's student council president. USF Health is trying to appeal to people like Batra who want to change careers, or really anyone looking for a career in medicine, with a healthcare symposium this Saturday, February 4th, at the Marshall Student Center. Kristen Slusser is an outreach coordinator with USF Health.
Really, the goal of this event is to introduce prospective students to the health programs that we offer within the USF Health umbrella. So students that we'd be targeting would be current undergraduate students of USF, alumni, or current professionals either that are working in the healthcare field that would like to earn an advanced degree, or those that are looking to change career paths.
What are they going to hear and what are they going to see at this symposium?
So the symposium is going to be an introduction to many of our programs. We're going to start with an opening session just to discuss some of the diversity of healthcare positions. We'll have academic interest sessions, which will be led by admission professionals for all of our USF Health programs. And then the students will also have the opportunity to interact with current students through a student panel as well as a resource fair to learn about some of the opportunities to get involved once you are a student at USF Health.
What kind of assistance do you offer both current undergraduates as well as someone like Nikul who's coming over from a different career who may not even have that sort of medical background that maybe some of the pre-med students have?
So within the goal of our office, it's always to really present advising options in terms of what prerequisites you need, how to get involved in their shadowing or volunteering. So students become the most competitive applicant they can be. It is a really competitive pool every year for many of these programs, but there's definitely ways to stand out. So we're always willing to meet with students or non-USF students to really talk about their options.
Yeah, Nikul, you mentioned the idea there that you maybe weren't even fully committed until about a year into med school. What kind of assistance did you get from USF Health that has helped you along the path?
I was amazed about how many students were actually career changers. There were a lot of people from different backgrounds, whether they were in a previous health career or not, whether they had done research or not. You know, we have people who are firefighters, people who have lots of business experience, IT consulting experience, very broad finance experience like myself. We had a fighter pilot join us as well. So first off, I was amazed by how many students were career changers. And then I think it was the attitude that USF Health had towards mentoring so many of these career changers and helping them along their way. I have nothing but the highest admiration for the USF Health administration and staff in that regard.
Kristen, does the program actively target people who are looking to change careers in that manner?
So it's not necessarily an active target in terms of that, but we definitely welcome it. I met with a teacher the other day who was looking to go into healthcare administration. I've met with former military members. But there are certain events in which we do kind of target certain populations. For instance, we did a recruitment event out in the Coast Guard station, and we actually targeted them for our global health disaster management public health concentrations.
Particularly here in Tampa with its strong military presence. Mm-hmm. Do you target military in that manner?
Yep. We have a lot of students that are former military that do enroll in the programs. We actually had a Tillman Scholar in our College of Pharmacy program. So that was a great addition.
And Nikul, was there anything you learned in your previous career that is translating over into psychiatry?
Yeah. So much of what you do in the previous career is interviewing people, having conversations and really examining from a very deep analytical perspective what their goals are. Here in medicine, I can tell you that while the first couple years of learning the basic sciences can be rough, the previous experience that someone brings as a career changer is a real value add. It's a value add when you go to the clinic. I'm working at Tampa General Hospital right now, and that experience is helping me so much in interacting with my patients and interacting with my team, and makes me a better professional.
What advice would you have for someone like yourself who made that career change or is looking at making that career change?
First of all, I think it's important to acknowledge that it's a very personal decision, and very few people around you have made such decisions in their life. And it's important to gather as much information as you can until you get emotionally and psychologically comfortable with that. Second, really examine the factors of why you might want to make a career change. What's motivating you to do that? The grass is not always greener on the other side. And I think a big reason why medical professionals, why health professionals get jaded later in their career is that their expectations of it being a Mother Teresa-like career don't actually vet out in the U.S. healthcare system. So understanding that all jobs to a degree suck, and but still removing yourself from that and understanding your motivations of what you want out of your career.
Well, excellent. Well, the USF Health Healthcare Symposium for aspiring health professionals is Saturday, February 4th at 10 a.m. Check-in begins at 9 a.m. at the Marshall Student Center on the Tampa campus. It is free to attendees. You can get more information, including the link to register for the symposium, at our website, WUSFnews.org. Nicole Batra and Kristen Slusser, thank you very much again for joining us on University Beats.
Thank you
for having us.
For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.